to Inner Bloom, a podcast about how to live a happier, healthier, more harmonious life as you learn how to work with the universe, reconnect with your intuition, and bloom from within. I'm Alexa, a writer, producer, and EFT practitioner with a passion for all things metaphysical. And with me is my friend and co-host, Ambi.
I'm Ambi, a physical therapy assistant, mom of three, and intuitive medium who has been communicating with the spirit world since the age of five. Some might call it woo-woo, but from our perspective, anything is possible, and we intend to normalize the abnormal by sharing our own life experiences as well as intuitive insights, channeled material, wisdom from special guests, and any other resources we believe will help our souls expand and thrive. Hello, all you bloomers. Welcome back. I am Ambi, and with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Alexa.
That was like a song. Thank you.
That was beautiful. A song.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How bad is the rain right now?
I can hear it. It's like starting to get more intense where you are. But you know what? Maybe like we're just going to be serenaded by the rain today. Like some people go to sleep to that sound. So like maybe it's just
I really like the sound of rain falling.
I do too. I also love the sound of thunderstorms. So everyone, hope it's okay that the rain is joining us today. Ambi's recording in her car. So it's like a little ASMR type of sound.
Should we whisper too? No, I'm just joking.
Yes. I actually was thinking today ASMR would be like another really good topic. But anyway, so today we thought we would talk about something. Is that the rain?
Yeah, no, it's all
wow.
Still the rain.
Yeah. Cool. We thought we would talk about something really fun, which is astral projection. Which is definitely a fascination of mine when I first got into spirituality. How about you, Ambi?
Oh my gosh, so much. Me too. I actually, the only time I've ever come very, very close to astral projecting, I actually didn't know what it was and I like freaked out. But then once I learned about it, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do it again. And it's like never happened. But yeah, it's always been a topic that I've been really fascinated by. And it's always been a topic that I've been really interested in.
Yeah, I feel like you could do it pretty easily, Ambi.
You would think so, but I've never done it. So I don't know how easy it would be.
Well, actually, because this is a topic that like I'm talking like 3 years ago, I was obsessed with this. Like I was reading everything I could on astral projection. I was like trying techniques and stuff. I couldn't do it like when I was trying. But then I actually, while we were preparing for today's episode, I remembered that I actually am pretty sure I have astral projected, and it was like 2.5 years ago.
That's freaking cool.
And we'll share about that, about what it is and about how it works and tips and stuff. And then, you know, I can share that experience. But yeah, it seems like the experiences with this are very wide ranging. Like you can have all types of different experiences and it's very personal to the person. But before we get deeper into that awesome topic, Ambi, do you want to read a review?
I would love to. Okay. So this is titled For All Ages by Radiant Dale. I am a middle-aged woman who has found... let me start over. I'm a middle-aged woman who has found my soul sisters. Yes, Alexa and Ambi are my daughter's ages, but everything they talk about, I have either experienced or I'm experiencing. This podcast has shown me that although people have always told me I'm weird, I'm really not weird. I am normal. That there are many people who love the woo-woo things about life. And thanks to modern technology and this podcast and these brave young women, I get to be affirmated that I am really normal. Being called weird by so many people for so many years played on my self-esteem. But now I realize that I am not weird. I am blessed to be enlightened. And now I am not alone. What an awesome, hold on, I'm having a hard time. What an awesome way to feel my second half of this journey. So thank you, Alexa and Ambi, for your intuition and stepping out and creating this podcast. You two have truly made a difference in many of our lives. Namaste, Dale Wise.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh, that was so nice. I like got choked up halfway through. That's why I like couldn't, I like kept getting lost. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's really cool to like, it really is cool when people call back to like the intention that we started this podcast with, you know, to like normalize the abnormal, like to make people mm-hmm. feel comfortable about being into this stuff and exploring this stuff and like make, and you know, because it's that discomfort that blocks us from experiencing more, right? So it's like really cool to know that people are taking that away from this podcast and feeling like, oh, this is actually normal. This is okay. So that's nice. Thank you, Dale. That's really beautiful. And let's thank our Patreon patrons before we get started. So thank you, Tammy Lip, Sheena Bone, Mimi Ebneter, Melanie Larson, Mariah Atkinson, Mandy Ford, Lisa Perez, Jamie McMahon, Jamie Edwards, Cheyenne Carroll, and Charm City Foster Mama on Instagram. You guys are the best. Okay, so astral projection. So Ambi, do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first about like what we
I can go first. Cool. Just because mine, I'll share my experience. It's not as exciting probably.
Well, I was going to say let's get into what it is before we do
that. Oh, okay. So, I found this on Wikipedia. So, this seems like the definition of astral projection. Astral projection is a term used in endocrinism to describe a willful out-of-body experience that assumes the existence of a soul or conscious called astral body that is separate from the physical body and capable of traveling outside it throughout the universe.
Yep.
So anyway, that's what really drew me to astral projection or astral travel, because I just thought it was so interesting and so exciting to be able to go literally anywhere in the universe in a safe space.
Mm-hmm. If you guys have seen Doctor Strange, the Marvel comic movie, astral projection is a big part of that movie. Like they illustrate it extremely vividly. And he is basically training to astral project like the whole time when he's like training to become Doctor Strange. Actually, first of all, I don't like Marvel comic book movies, but I was told by several people, like, you need to watch this one though. You need to watch this one because they know what I'm into. And I loved it because it was all about this stuff, like all about astral projection, all about, you know, like the metaphysical. It's very, very like spiritual. So definitely check that out if you want to see this stuff like come to life. So anyway, in that movie, there's a scene where Dr. Strange, before he becomes Dr. Strange, he doesn't believe in any of this stuff. He's in like a bad car accident in the beginning. He's like a doctor. He loses the movement, the ability to move his hands because he's in a bad accident. And so he can't take it anymore. So he, as a last resort, he goes and seeks out this like someone in Nepal who's supposed to be this like spiritual healer, even though he kind of doesn't believe in it. It's like his last resort, and he goes, and the healer is like, can tell that he doesn't believe. And basically at one point they pull him out of his body and fling him into space, like his spirit body into space. They basically like pull his spirit out, pull his like energy body out of him, and then fling it into space. And he astral projects through space, through the cosmos, and is like terrified. But it's like really cool the way they do it. So definitely check that out. But also, I found this really awesome article on collectiveevolution.com, which is a really great website. I was really into this website when I first started getting into this stuff. This is called The Best Tips to Help You Experience Astral Projection for Yourself. Imagine this. You've gotten into bed and shut your eyes for a moment, and then all of a sudden, when you open them again, you're hovering over your body. You're conscious, but it's not the you typically identify as, the one with the face and clothing and jewelry, but the real you, your soul. You're looking down at your body, and you realize you can move, almost as if you're flying. You say goodbye to your body and begin to travel around your room, down your stairs, out your door, and then you wake up. This is a form of astral projection, commonly referred to as an out-of-body experience. Some people have reported astral projecting during a dreamlike state, while others have experienced this same thing when they had a near-death experience. Some find the experience terrifying, and others find it humbling and exciting, knowing they can travel throughout the physical plane using only their astral bodies. If you've ever wanted to try astral projecting or wish to learn more about it, this article is for you. So what is astral projection? This is what Ambi just said. Astral projection is an esoteric term that describes when the soul exits the physical body and enters the astral body. When astral projecting, you are consciously aware of it. Many people will look at their physical bodies and recognize themselves while they're in a sleep-like state. It is said that astral projection is an out-of-body experience that can be achieved either through dreaming, deep meditation, or even when you're awake. As far as I know, most people who astral project will simply explore the physical plane as they know it. However, it is said that the Akashic records can be accessed from here and one can travel through timelines and even communicate with other beings, sometimes even other projectors. It is important to note that most people don't experience the same third-dimensional physical constraints when astral projecting. For example, most souls are able to travel while projecting out of body by way of flying or floating. Astral projection is very different from dreaming or even lucid dreaming. When you're dreaming, you're unconscious. When you're experiencing a lucid dream, you are usually conscious of the fact that you're dreaming and thus you can manipulate scenarios and control your dreams. However, when you're astral projecting, your soul literally exits the body, but you are consciously controlling it. So that's a pretty like comprehensive definition of what it is. And I'll also say that you know, they mentioned here that like when you're astral projecting, there was a couple things that it mentioned that I wanted to go over. So one thing is it says a lot of people will just kind of explore the 3D plane. And I've heard many accounts of this, like people will wake up and they're floating on the ceiling and they'll realize they're astral projecting. And then they will kind of just kind of fly around their house or go outside the window and fly around the outside. But they kind of get a little too scared to go anywhere beyond that. This has also been – I heard an interview on this podcast called what is it called? It's a really good podcast. It's about The Urban Yogi. I think that's what it's called, The Urban Yogi. Okay, I think that's what it is. Anyway, it's a podcast all about – it's hosted by a doctor, but he's really interested in the metaphysical. And anyway, he interviewed a guy who owns a astral projection school where they actually – literally teach this all the time, teach you how to do it. And that he said they've never had like anyone who comes to the school can do it. Like there's never been someone who can't do it. But he said,
what? Yeah. I want to be in the school.
I know. Actually, you and I looked this up when we first started talking. Remember?
That's right. I remember. That sounds familiar.
There's like multiple schools. There's multiple schools that do this. But anyway, he was the guy who owned the school was talking about how they've done tests where like there's a couple things that they will do. Well, where multiple students in the school will plan to meet up on the same night. They will plan that they're going to astral project that night and they will tell each other where they're going to meet when they do it. And they will see if they meet each other and that they do, that they like they both astral project at the same time and then they meet up in a specific spot. And it's like they're hanging out in the astral realm, like their energy bodies are hanging out, flying around. There's another thing that they do that he was talking about, he personally did to prove that this is like what's happening, where he intends to astral project. He astral projects in the middle of the night. He flies out into the street and checks what cars are outside. He checks the license plates like exactly and memorizes like three of them in a row. Because on the street that he lived, the cars were always different. Like it was street parking. So like cars were always different. And then he like he woke up for real in the morning and then he ran outside to check if all the license plates were the same. And they were. So there's like things, you know, you can do to like check. But like this guy who owns the school has, you know, done all of these things to prove in a way that like this is really what's happening, that this isn't just like a dream or being made up. So astral projecting is really, really interesting.
That is so cool.
And the other thing is that like I just mentioned with Doctor Strange being flung out into the cosmos, like his article says, a lot of people just like to hang in 3D and kind of just explore like what they already know because it feels a little scary to suddenly because apparently astral projection is so real. It doesn't feel like a dream. It feels so real. So like to tell yourself.
I've heard it feels like more real like than this, than what we're experiencing now.
Yes. And so if you think about it, like if you wake up and you're in your apartment and then you're like, oh, I'm going to go explore Jupiter. It's like, well, like that might be a little intimidating, but you could do it. But like that might be a little bit intimidating. So a lot of people like to hang, you know, in what they know. But there's a I've heard a ton of accounts of people meeting guides in astral projections, being taken all around the cosmos, being taken to planets they never even heard of, you know, exploring like other dimensions, meeting other beings, like very high level beings that are like their soul family, all kinds of things like that. And I've those are the experiences that when I've heard recounted back really touch me. There's actually a video that I saw when I first got into this stuff by a guy named Koi Fresco, who's a big YouTuber in this space. And he created his astral projection experience because he was doing it quite a bit. And one of his experiences, I'm going to try to find it and put it at the end of this episode, because his experience like was so out of this world that I remember it touched me in a way that I was like, I want to experience that. Like it was so emotional for him. Like, and I was like, oh, I want to experience this. So you can have all the kinds of different experiences doing this.
I actually had an experience that was, I don't know if I've shared it on this podcast, actually. I think I've shared it with you. Where this guy, like, the reason it reminds me of this is because when my husband and I watched Doctor Strange, he was like, oh my God, that's what happened to you and that guy. So essentially this guy was, I was young, I was probably like 18. I went to a psychic medium because I would go to psychics all the time. I was terrified of it, but I would go to them. And this guy said to me, you know, you have the same ability that I have and you can do this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, don't tell me that. I don't want to hear it. And he's like, you're going to be able to see them when you get older. And that made me like freak out. And then he's like, you are going to be able to do this to people if they allow you and if you want to. And I was like, what? And he's like, look at my eyes. And then I looked at him and I couldn't stop staring at his eyes. And like everything around him went white. And then he went white. And it was just like this bright light. And that was all it was. It was just like this calming, bright light. And it was like soothing and warm. And then he slammed his hand on the table and he said, enough. And he like, I popped right back and he was like a normal person again. And I looked at him and I was like, what just happened? And he's like, you saw beyond the veil. And I was like, and I was just sitting there like freaking out. Like, what did I just do? But essentially, that scene in the movie where they take Dr. Strange and they like throw him out of his body, right? Like my husband was like, that's what that guy did. And I was like, no, I don't think he threw me out of my body. He showed me something different, but it was very interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. I wonder what that was.
I've heard a lot, couple of different things. None of them feel true. I've heard like someone was like, oh, he psychically raped you. And I was like, it didn't feel like that. It definitely didn't feel like that. So
It feels like hypnotizing you in some way, not in a bad way. Like,
yeah, I think he was trying to show me something that like, I think in one aspect, he was trying to show me that this isn't something to be afraid of.
Yeah. You know? Well, he was like, illustrating his power too. Like,
yeah, power. Which was pretty intense. Which was pretty like literally all of a sudden the room that we were in, which had like a bookshelf on it and books on it and like all these things, it was gone. It was just gone.
What did it feel like to you?
It felt calming and soothing, actually. Like it felt really nice. Maybe, it didn't feel scary at all.
Maybe he was like healing you in some way with his eyes.
Maybe.
Because that's been a big theme that keeps popping up for me. Like, I keep hearing, like, oh, one day you'll be able to heal people with your eyes. Like, I said this before, that in my retreat, we were doing this group meditation, and someone raised their hand and said they saw that, like, Sonia, Sophia, my teacher of, like, EFT, would be able to look at people and just heal people with her eyes. And, like, that idea keeps coming up, like, to just heal people by looking at them. And in a way, it kind of makes sense, because – if you're, like, completely tuned in and hooked up to source, and, like, you know your power, then you have the power of influence over someone else. You can show them who you – like, you are in control of the energy. Like, if they're not tuned in, mm-hmm. then you are the one in control. So, like, you can essentially bring them up to your level just by looking at them.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that definitely could have been what was happening. If anybody's listening and they know what was happening, please email us, because I'd like
– yeah.
And if you've had this happen, or you've done this to someone, please let me know, because I've never had an experience like it ever, not before or after that. And he did like, it wasn't as though he did it without my permission. Like, I didn't know exactly what was going to happen, but I knew, like, he was going to show me something. So I just want to throw that out there. And yeah. I don't feel violated or anything like that.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, so, okay, I wanted to share a couple of experiences I've had with, like, astral projection. So,
hell yeah.
Well, okay, they're not, like, super exciting. Well, okay, these two experiences, I think, literally happened within the same week. And this was when I was, like, really in my awakening process. Like, a lot of shit was going down for me. And it was, like, this point where I was really starting to wake up and kind of freaking out, but also really interested in this stuff. So the first thing that happened was I had sleep paralysis. Have you ever had that, Ambi?
I've never had sleep paralysis before. I've had living, like, waking. When I channel, that's actually what I get. It's like a mild form of paralysis, but I just kind of let go trying to fight it.
Well, this is like a night terror thing. It's like,
yeah, right. No, I've had coworkers actually recently have sleep paralysis, and I've known a lot of people that have gotten sleep paralysis. So I know what it is, but, I just think it's interesting that when I channel it, something similar happens.
Just yeah, definitely. Well, mine was very classic. Like, I'd heard of a lot of people experiencing this, but I would be like, what? That's so weird. I heard about, like, people waking up in the middle of the night feeling like they can't move their body at all and having people hovering over them. Like, mm-hmm. and the very classic one is that there's this crone, like, literally it looks like a very evil witch is, like, hovering over with, like, goblins on each side. And that is exactly to the T what I experienced, where I woke up in the middle of the night. I was laying in my bed. It seemed to me it was clear as day. Like, I was awake. And I looked over. My partner was sleeping there just as he was. Like, it was exactly how it would have been. But I look up and there's, like, the scariest – literally looks like a witch from, like Snow White, or, like, you know, like one of the witches
with
that
the
is,
big,
like,
nose.
Yeah, with a big nose and, like, a wart on the nose and all that, with a hood over her. Sitting on my chest, looking down at my face, getting very close to my face and laughing. And then over her shoulder were, like, two goblin looking things, like gargoyle-y goblin looking things, laughing and, like, fucking with me. And I was screaming at the top of my lungs, but I couldn't move anything. And when I screamed, nothing came out. Like, it was like, and I remember, like, being like, oh my God, like, I was freaking out in my head, because I'm like, my partner is literally right next to me. Like, all I need to do is move, like, 1 inch to be able to touch him, but I couldn't move a thing. And it was like they were just, like, enjoying, like, watching me scream and struggle while they kind of, like, looked at me and fucked with me and, like, prodded at me. And it was absolutely terrifying. Like, I remember being – when I woke up from that, I was like, oh, my God. Like, that is exactly the tea what I've heard from everyone else. And now I understand why it's so terrifying. Like, I don't know what that was or what caused
it. That sounds scary as shit.
Yeah. It happens to a lot of people. I've, like, heard it this – and it's weird, because the exact same characters will show up in this exact same way. It's really weird. I'm, like, really interested in why that happens. However, so that happened. And then – I think it was just a few nights later, I was asleep, and suddenly it was like I woke up, but it was like the way that I would think to wake, because I always get up to pee in the middle of the night. Like, that's just, like, something I do. So it was kind of like I woke up and I was like, oh, I have to pee or something like that. But when I woke up, I suddenly realized that I wasn't in my bed. I was hovering above my bed. And it was like a first – so in all of these accounts, it's like a lot of people say that they're on the ceiling or that they look down and see themselves. So I didn't look down. I was just kind of staring up and I realized – I was like, oh, I'm hovering. And the weird thing was that when I realized this, I was like, wait, I'm really awake. Like it felt – like you were just talking about how this – people describe this as like realer than real – it felt extremely real. Like there was no – there's no grogginess. There was no anything like what? It was like very clear and I felt very awake and in control and conscious. And I remember thinking, oh, I'm like hovering. Wait a minute. And then I was like, okay, wait. How can I like try to get to the bathroom? So I think that and then my body starts from my perspective. So you have to imagine that like I'm lying on my back but hovering, okay? So I think to myself, wait, I want to go to the bathroom. So my body starts floating through the air in this horizontal position, looking up at the ceiling towards the bathroom. And I remember I bumped my feet into my dresser and I was like, oh, like I didn't know how to fly really. Like I just wasn't practiced at it. So then it was like I had to back up and then like get into the right position to go into the bathroom. And it was like that was it. Like that was the experience. And then I went in there and I think I came back. But like I've never had an experience like that. And it was I have had a lot of lucid dreams when I was little. I know what that's like. This wasn't a lucid dream. This was like clearer than – it was as clear as real life or clearer. And I did nothing to trigger it. Like I did – I just remember waking up and suddenly that was what I was experiencing. And I'll never forget the feeling of kind of floating and trying to maneuver myself but realizing that I didn't really know exactly how because I wasn't practiced at it and that I was also trying to maneuver myself horizontally while floating. So it was kind of like confusing to me. But yeah, I mean I – as I was reading all these accounts this morning in preparation for this, I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that was a form of astral projection because like – it checks like a lot of boxes. So
that's pretty cool.
It's not very exciting, but at least
I think it's exciting. I think it's pretty cool.
Totally. I mean, it's really cool to know. And also, you know, I'm curious after today, because here's what I've noticed about experiences like this is that the more you start talking about them and the more you start thinking about them, they will spontaneously happen. So you'll be like, what? Like, and you know, maybe you've never thought about this. Maybe you've never read about this. And you'll be like, well, that's crazy. And then all of a sudden it will happen to you. So I'm really interested to know if after today people listening to this, something, you know, if you have an experience, please let us know. We love this stuff. And Ambi, I think you should practice this.
Well, so I've actually had something where I used to do the fire breath.
Yeah.
So my experience was when I did the fire breathing meditation. Essentially the third time, first two times I did it, like I met my ancestors. It was really cool. Like, the other time nothing really happened. And then the third time I did it, my body was like literally vibrating, not shaking, vibrating. And in the fire breathing meditation, you hold hands. And I remember feeling like, is the person next to me, are the two people on either side of me feeling this? Because I am literally vibrating. And then I heard this loud sound, like it was crazy loud. And then it felt like I was floating, but my eyes were still closed and I didn't want to open my eyes because I knew like I was out of my body. And then I went, I want to go back in my body. And like, it was all done and it was over.
That is a big character. I've heard that quite a bit about the loud sound. Is like that's very typical of like when you're conscious and you are trying to astral project that the how you know that you've popped out of your body is like you literally hear a pop.
Like it feels like a It's similar to like when you're standing by a train, like that intense of a sound, but it's different. It's not like anything I've heard before, but it's this continuous sound, like with the vibrating. And it was so crazy. Sometimes I remember when I was younger, and sometimes it still happens now. And I always thought it was just like a frequency change. Like, okay, so like my FM tuner is different, right? Like my frequency's changing, something's going on.
Yeah.
But every now and then, and I know that this could be something else, I don't think it's astral projecting, but every now and then, like when I'm on the treadmill and I'm going like at a really fast pace, or when I'm doing something just autonomic, I will literally look at my body and go, this doesn't make any sense to me. Like this body, this hand is my hand, but it doesn't feel like my hand. Is that weird? That's weird. It doesn't matter. But, and I know that's not the same thing, but it's still that loud sound that happens. And then I get this feeling like, this isn't my body. This is weird.
Interesting.
It is interesting. Yes.
That's, yeah, well, the sound thing is definitely like consistent. And I feel like that's just like a part of actually leaving your body for some reason. And I do think it like could have to do with the frequency change, like you're saying, cause like you have to shift frequency to do that. So I wanted to read a little more from this collective evolution, article, cause they give techniques for doing this. So
yeah.
So though many people don't consciously plan to astral project. Oh, and I'll say this other thing. If you can lucid dream easily, then this is like a really good tip that I've heard from several people. When you're in your lucid dream and you become lucid, if you say to yourself, I want to get out of my body, like in the dream, you will astral project in that moment. Like you have to consciously intend that in the dream. But if you can get lucid and you intend to get out of your body and astral project, and you say that to yourself, I want to get out of my body, I want to get out of my body, you will astral project. So that's like a shortcut. Okay. So techniques for having an out-of-body experience. Though many people don't consciously plan to astral project, it is said that you can use certain techniques to help yourself astral project or have an out-of-body experience. If you're interested in trying to astral project, give the following techniques a shot. One, the rope technique. And this is just interjection. This is the technique I've heard the most commonly used. So this is actually the only technique I've tried, and I sort of had success. Though I didn't have a full-blown out-of-body experience, I definitely felt it coming on and left my body for a few moments until I got too scared and decided to stop. Basically, all you do is envision an invisible rope hanging from the top of your ceiling directly over your body. You then imagine that you're reaching out your astral body hands and slowly pull yourself up the imaginary rope. You may feel dizzy, which is completely normal. Keep concentrating on climbing the rope hand over hand and very slowly, and don't stop until you've freed your astral body. The second technique, watch yourself falling asleep. This method requires you to be very diligent as you begin to fall asleep. Tell yourself that you're going to watch yourself fall asleep and actually stay conscious during the entire process, including when you enter into the dream state. Recognize every sensation you experience as your physical body falls asleep, as this will help you remain conscious. As you fall deeper into a dreamlike state, you may experience some buzzing and heaviness. Use this to help yourself stay conscious and visualize yourself floating above your body. Continue to visualize this until you hopefully reach the point of out-of-body experience. The third
buzziness is an understatement, I just want to say.
The third technique is the wake and back to bed method. Though not very enjoyable for those of us who enjoy sleeping, the wake back method is very popular to induce astral projection as well as lucid dreaming. Set your alarm for a few hours before you usually wake up, but don't get up when it goes off. Simply shut it off and lay back down once your mind is awake. Ideally, you want to keep your alarm close by so you barely need to move your body to shut it off. This way, your body will be close to falling back asleep, but your mind will be awake. Now, start to envision yourself astral projecting in the same way while also allowing your body to go to sleep. Try to remain conscious, but allow your body to get heavier and deeper into a sleep state. Continuously focus on floating above your body until you're astral projecting. So those are some techniques for you guys to try if this is of interest to you. Like I said, I've heard the rope technique the most. Like that's the most common thing I've heard, and it seems to work really well for people. So I would start with that one. I'm like getting really excited about astral projection again. I'm like starting to get, I really do want to like make this happen. I do really want to try this. So, let us know if you try this. Let us know your success or failures or just your experience with it. Or let us know if like someone you know has had a really cool astral projection experience. I love personally hearing these stories because they're just so unique and individual to people.
Yeah, I love these stories. And I want to hear, like, if you guys decide to go anywhere else, I want to hear about it. Because, like I said, the one time I don't know if I really knew what was happening, but I freaked out and got scared. So,
So we are going to end today's episode with a, like I mentioned earlier, because I just found it, a video from Koi Fresco on YouTube. And he's sharing one of his astral projection experiences. So you guys will get to hear like a really cool experience with this. So happy Friday. Hope you all have the most beautiful weekend. We will be back on Monday. And until next time, keep on blooming.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
What is up, guys, and welcome back to Koi's Corner. If you like this video, make sure to like, subscribe, and leave me a comment letting me know why. And out of all the astral projection videos I've been doing recently, I've wanted to, more commonly than not, do some astral projection experiences and lucid dreaming experiences, but you know, with moving, with working on a book, I've been really busy and I haven't really focused on those things. But I decided to change that last night. I figured, you know, why not just see what I can do, you know, get back into the rhythm of astral projecting like I used to very often, and see if I can't have some amazing experiences. And that's exactly what happened last night. I had an absolutely fascinating astral projection that I wanted to share with you guys, and so hopefully you can understand just how intense these can be. So to start, I had a nap yesterday during the day, which gave me the energy I felt that I didn't really need a full night's sleep, nor was I extremely tired when going to bed last night. And usually I do my astral projections in the afternoon, so I decided, you know, while I'm not tired, while I know I'll be okay even if I don't get a lot of sleep, I'm going to attempt the rope method, the rope technique, and see if I can't project. So I laid down, I started working on my breathing, meditating, getting into a position where I could project. It took about 30-45 minutes, but after this time frame, pulling on the rope, visualizing myself detaching, I detached, and instantly I rose up kind of through the realm of where I was behind me, and as soon as I got outside of my house, I was on a beach, an astral beach in some senses. It's hard to explain. It was right where the water meets the beach. Maybe I visualized this instantly because I live near the beach. I'm guessing that's why, but it wasn't like a beach in the sense of how I usually see things in the astral realm, which happened to be with, you know, the texturizations of the world around me. It was more like how you would envision a beach if you were in the movie Tron. It was, everything was kind of transparent, like a vector on a computer screen, but all the outlining, all the wave cresting, all the flows inside of it, where the beach was, the lines, some spots of sand, those were neon colors, neon blues, neon oranges, neon greens. So it was detailed enough that you could make out that it was in fact a beach. There were other astral beings on it that were kind of blank faced, walking around playing, but I wasn't thinking about interacting with them. I was more so confused because I've astral projected a bunch of times, and usually it's in a scenario that makes sense, you know, texture wise. You see what's going on and you're like, oh, okay, it's not really that out there. But this texturization was absolutely incredible, and it was the first one I've experienced. And when I got there, I noticed instantly, after seeing these blank faced beings, I saw a giant alligator, a massive alligator or crocodile, whichever one thrives more in salt water. I'm doing this video impromptu, so I'm not gonna go look it up, but I saw one and it was massive. And to me, instantly into my projection, I thought, you know, whoa, I don't know about this. This is a big crocodile. I don't really feel comfortable, you know, with my being here next to a giant predator. And instantly I looked down and I knew I wanted to get rid of it, and I envisioned a suit of armor kind of covering my right arm. And it did, it kind of fastened around it, formed into a big piece of, I guess, a more efficient arm than I had before. Kind of like the smaller Elric brother in Fullmetal Alchemist, that sort of arm. And I went over to this crocodile and I tried to, you know, drag it away, try to pull it away, try to like poke and prod it away. And every time I did this, I could see it was getting more and more upset. You know, it kind of looked back towards me, but it was so big, I would say is around 20, 30 feet long, probably 10 feet tall, that it was too slow to really react in a way that could have hurt me. You know, as soon as I would start pulling on the tail, it would start turning around very slowly, trying to grab me, started poking it in the mouth, trying to get it away, tapping it on the nose. I wasn't being violent. I was just trying to, you know, like annoy this alligator so it would get off of this, you know, transient beach that I wanted to take in and enjoy and explore with these other, you know, no faces. But he wouldn't do it, and I didn't understand why. And at one point I made eye contact with him, and I could tell it was just such a compassionate contact that we had in that moment, which is between me and an alligator in the astral realm, that I knew instantly. One, I knew what his name was. It was Tarongo. I don't know how I know that, but it's just when you project, things come into your mind and you know them instantly, but they don't always make sense. But you accept them because why would you not? You know, they're part of a plane of reality that we don't really see on the physical level. T-O-R-N-G-O, Tarongo. He didn't telekinetically tell me he was safe, but I just knew instantly. I knew he was. And I could tell he was not only safe, but he was disappointed that I didn't trust him right away, or that I thought differently of him without even, you know, getting to know him. And so I walked back farther on the beach to a sort of concession stand looking building. I asked him why a single alligator was here by himself on the beach. And he just said he's a regular. You should be okay with that. You know, it's not really a big deal. And when I looked back, he was gone. Just like that. Didn't have any time to realize my mistakes or maybe get to know him or ask this being questions. It was just gone. But the cool part was when Tarongo disappeared, the entire astral area of the beach around him in a sort of grid block formation, kind of like Minecraft, disappeared. There was nothing there. He wasn't there, but the ground under him wasn't there as well. And it was cut directly into the sides of the sand. And this disappearance was probably close to 10 feet deep. And the deeper it got, the more texture there was and the more it looked like the actual bottom of a beach. Instead of the video game virtual reality style, it looked on top. So I went down to it and I remember I jumped down into this hole kind of to discover, you know, where he went, how he could have done this. But I couldn't find any clues. And the weird thing in the astral realm is sometimes you can interact with things, sometimes you can't. I've noticed this a lot recently is that, you know, if you envision yourself holding the hands of an astral being, you can hold it. But at the same time, you can go up to a building and your arm will go right through it and you can pass through it, just like I went through my house going up into the beach that I ended up on. So it's kind of odd to me and I really don't know why that happens, but I want to, you know, project more and test this out more because I feel like it may have something to do with, you know, how ingrained in that moment we are, whether or not we can physically touch things in the realm or whether we just pass through them because we don't really fully commit to it. I don't know, but it's one of those things, you know, it's pretty interesting. It's something I'm gonna explore more. But when I was down in this sand area, I tried to put my arm to grab some of the sand and my arm passed right through these layers. And even though it was transparent, as my arm was through it, I couldn't see it. It ended right where it entered. So it would just hit there and be gone and nothing was there at all, which I found to be very weird. And I got to a point where, you know, I didn't really want to be at the beach anymore. It was a little too much had been going on right away. It was my first projection back in months, so it was just too much to go on. I was trying to handle a lot, and I was just like, all right, this is a little much. And as soon as I had that notion in my mind, the entire landscape started to shift, and in the distance, I saw a mountain come into existence, a giant, giant mountain, this time textured, kind of looking like a Baldy here in Los Angeles, which makes sense because it's a mountain I'm familiar with. And so I essentially willed myself over to it. In astral realms, you can either walk things, you can run, you can instantly teleport to areas. It's kind of they instantaneously come to you, sort of like Jumper, the movie. That's one of the things that remind me of astral projection. But I saw the mountain, I wanted to be there, and I closed my eyes and I was there when I opened them back up. I was at the base of it, but I was at the base of it with a lot of other beings that looked just like humans. You know, I didn't talk to any, there was one that I saw instantly as, you know, my maybe competitor in some senses, but a gunfire, and they all started running. And I realized right away, I don't know why this happened, but I realized it was a race around the mountain, probably up over the mountain, through the mountain, and then back down around to the place we had started. And so, not to fully detailize all of it because I want to keep this video, you know, a decent length, but basically I raced for a full astral projection. I don't know how long it was in the astral realm, but it felt like a long time. When I woke up, I couldn't believe how long and how vivid this experience was because most astral projections really don't last that long, or they're so simple that they don't feel like they're on a long time frame, but this one felt like it was very long, and I remember racing around the entire mountain with this one person, me and him in the front of the line, me and him racing at the same speed, same pace, keeping up with each other. But it was compassion, but it was competition at the same time. I knew we both wanted to win, or both wanted to be the first one to come down off that mountain, but we didn't really hate each other for it or dislike each other. We just saw it as, you know, whoever wins, we'll congratulate them. And it was telekinetic in that sense, where we didn't speak at all during this entire time. But the entire race was more obstacle coursey than anything, which was very cool, because usually, for me at least, again, this is one of the astral projections that really made me realize just how different every projection can be. Because for me at least, most of my projections have been very basic, detailed, walking around, experiencing, interacting with other beings, very simple stuff, very low energetic things. But I guess maybe since I was so hyped up, I had a coffee earlier that day, so maybe that may have translated over into that realm somehow, this caffeine effect. I was very, very vivid and crazily active in the astral realm. The whole entire mountain was set up in a glitchy state where everything kind of looked like it was breaking apart or had an odd coding error in the computer, but it was all sort of obstacle coursey in the sense that you would see from Crash Bandicoot or something. You know, you're looking, hiding under things, sliding under things, going over things. No tiki head guy, but it was still very much, it reminded me of that. There were no power-ups either, but it was still very interesting. So we got through that over the mountain. I remember I slid down under the last obstacle and I won the race. I was like super excited. And without hesitation, this guy came up to me and he put his hand on my chest. And as soon as his hand touched my chest, it was this complete feeling of love. Just instantaneous love and understanding, and I woke up right away. And I touched myself, like I grabbed my chest, and like I had goosebumps when I woke up because I realized how visceral it felt that he just came up, you know, without hesitation. Maybe I had 5 seconds to think about how I won the race. Just touched my chest. I had all these emotions surge through me, and I woke up with a startled grasp. And I just literally, all I did since then is I put my shirt on, turned this camera on, threw my hair up, and started filming for you guys because I wanted to explain. This is one of my favorite projections I've had in a very long time. It almost got me the level of excitement that my very first projection ever got me, which I didn't even do anything in, but it was still just that visceral and real and interesting. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that astral projection story. If you have any theories as to why some of these things might have happened in my astral projections, comment below, please, and let's talk about it, because this is one of those things that I really want to get philosophical about and talk about with you guys and maybe help you guys understand what these things can mean. Thank you guys very much, and as always, I will see you guys next week.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would give us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to get in touch for a reading with Ambi, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at innerbloompodcast. Until next time, remember, open your heart to the seeds of love and light and bloom from within.